You're listening to SBS News.
Alamoni Tamampio lives and works in Western Sydney and is bracing for another hot summer. The church pays for the Reverend's accommodation, but he foots his family's electricity bill.
A number of times in the year, when my electricity bill comes, I have to weigh it. You know, would I pay the electricity or would I have to pay the car insurance?
He says he's always looking for ways to keep costs down.
Because we don't put, you know, air conditioning on all the time. So we keep, you know, the air conditioning off and, you know, in summer and even in winter when it's so cold. And the reason is because, you know, we can't afford it.
Mr. Tamampio wants to access solar power as a cheaper alternative, but like many residents, he's locked out of that market because he doesn't own his own house. Renters or people living in an apartment block are in a similar situation, with many unable to install solar panels. Now, a coalition of 20 community groups has started a Solar for All campaign, calling for solar garden trials. Kirsty Walters is from the Community Power Agency.
At the moment, to get into a solar garden, we would expect the energy savings to be around 20% of your electricity bill.
A solar garden is a centralised array of panels that people can purchase a small share in, not necessarily near their residence. The electricity generated by these arrays is then credited onto the consumer's bills. The concept's already taken off overseas, particularly in the United States. There are no completed solar gardens yet in Australia.
And in the state of Colorado, there's 30 solar garden projects alone. Solar gardens are a solution that can happen here and now, and the only thing that's really holding us back is policy support.
Advocates want state and territory governments to fund solar garden trials and solar rebates for locked-out households. The New South Wales Energy Ministers told SBS News that rooftop solar is a key part of the New South Wales energy mix, and among other programs, the New South Wales government is in the process of making it easier for people living in apartments to access solar by reducing the voting threshold for solar panel installation on strata buildings. Elsewhere, the Western Australian government says it supports the development of solar gardens. South Australia says it's monitoring any interstate trials, and Queensland's energy minister says the benefits of solar are being extended to renters in the state, with a regional trial of rebates to eligible landlords to install solar. At Four Pines Brewery on Sydney's northern beaches, the beer is powered by the sun. Local residents were able to buy shares in a power project that saw solar panels installed on the brewery roof. Sarah Turner is Hospitality Operations Manager at Four Pines Beer Experiences.
So about 30% of our total energy needs are coming through from the solar panels on the roofs here. When it comes to our local community and having them come through drinking beer from the bar, knowing that it was powered by the sun just gives back to them as well.
One example of solar powering the local community. Evan Young, SBS News.